Welcome to the Working Genius Podcast, where we discuss anything and everything related to the six types of working genius and how it impacts your work and your life. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host today, joined with three guests in studio. Cody Thompson, my co-host. How are you doing today, Cody?
Fantastic. In the office, Pat. Back, live in the studio.
We're sitting around a table doing this podcast.
That's
which is so great. Two other in-studio guests, Julie and Bo, two of our colleagues.
Hello.
Happy to be here, Pat.
Great to be here. We actually do have a few other people in studio. They're not on mic. Matt, our engineer, and we've got Tracy and Karen here.
Watching over us.
That's right. Because this is fun. We're going to talk about two more of the pairings from Working Genius.
Awesome.
The descriptions we're coming up with these pairings. And this one is clearly not etched in stone, right? What are the pairings we're going to talk about today, Cody?
So the two people that we brought in are the ones... So Julie is a DT. She's a discerner and tenacity genius. And then we have Bo, who is an IG, an invention and galvanizing genius. So
that's right.
We're going to dive into those two. But we just had a conversation 5 minutes before we started where we're still workshopping Bo's pairing group and what we call it, because it's these are hard. These are, like we said last time we did this, kind of wet cement. But when you get it right, it actually is really... It fits, you know, you can feel the fit. And so we're trying things on and we'll figure out what the right words are.
We had a session yesterday with a bunch of people and we were listing some of these types, and it is fun to watch their reaction when they go, "That's exactly who I am. People have been saying that about me for years." Mm-hmm. So this really does help. And Matt tells us that we're getting a lot of good feedback from listeners. Our first podcast, we talked about three types and people are flooding us with good ideas. We love that because we certainly don't know everything about this. We're getting closer and closer. But we love to get insights from people.
And the other thing we should say before we dive in is, obviously, your working genius, the words around, like, whether it's wonder or discernment, these are the primary ways that we're communicating about working genius. This sort of secondary pairings conversation is just a fun one where it helps people really understand the combination and what is unique about the combination. So it's not like we're replacing the six original words, but we're adding some next level depth to it a little bit.
That's right. That's right. So today let's talk about Julie first, because she's a DT, and both Bo, you and Cody, your wives are DTs also.
Correct.
That's right.
And Matt, you know the data.
We love DTs.
This is not to say that women are more DTs than men. It's just we happen to know three women really well who are all DTs. They are good at discernment and good at tenacity. Alrighty. So what is
good at choosing husbands.
Two out of three is not bad. Two out of three is actually a pretty good rate. So Cody, what's the phrase we're using to describe the DT?
Okay. So the label right now, or not the label, the pairing is the judicious accomplisher. And so Julie, the judicious part is like tied to the discernment, right? Like we only want to actually accomplish the right thing. So that word is about sort of the discerning process of evaluating what are the things we should actually accomplish. And then the accomplisher part is just the classic T, you know, embodiment of a T, which is tenacity. I want to get things done.
Right.
And so Julie, try that on. How does that feel?
Yeah. When we were in the room initially, when we were talking about all the different even possibilities for words, that was something where, you know, you hear them describing some of the other geniuses, whether it's like counselor or, you know, they're really winsome. And then it's like judicious. And I'm like, yes. So, you know,
see,
I know it's
great.
Not the one that's like super exciting necessarily, but it fits. And I think that's something, as we talk about this more, it does. It helps you kind of try it on and figure out it helps me feel seen, feel known, to even describe myself. You know, that describes so many of the ways I interact, I work. And so that judicious element, I think, is really the part of, you know, it's hard for me to accomplish something if I don't understand it, if I haven't thought of, you know, the best way to do it. I know there's not a best way, but
for the DTs, there's a right way.
So, you know, that element, it really rings true.
You know, and I love that. That's what we want. We want people to go, yes, I like the way that describes, because I'm proud of that. And we want other people to go, that doesn't sound bad, but it definitely doesn't sound like me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, judicious, what I love about that word is it's rooted in, or it's similar to the word judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this. It means they have really good judgment. But as Julie told us one day, at times that can carry over to
being judgmental.
Right.
Yes.
And Julie's very sweet and we've known her. She's relatively new to the table group. But when we were going over this, she said, Oh yeah, no, I judge people when they don't get things done. I have a little file.
I try to keep to myself.
Yeah, yes. I don't tell them necessarily, but I have a file. I file it away, and I think that person's lazy. I'm not going to do it. And so, but and you know, your wife is one of these, and your wife is one of these too. They have great judgment, and they want to get things done.
The right things done.
Right. Now tell us what that looks like in practice.
Yeah. So one other thing about that's funny. One time, actually, the three of us, me, Bo, and Cody, were on a meeting, and we ended asking what's something you like about me today. And they asked back, like, they'd asked me, what do you like about yourself? And I said, I like that I'm reliable. And they were like, wah, wah. Like, this is so boring. But I actually love that about myself. I feel like that's something I bring to the table. And I think that is a very DT thing. You're reliable. You do what you say you're going to do for the most part. And so.
Oh yeah. No, DTs let us people like me sleep well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I know you're going to get things done. And here's the other thing, and I'm not proud of this, but I also know you're going to angst about it a little bit.
Yeah,
that's the dark side.
And that's great for getting it done. I don't really want you to angst, but it's really nice to know you're going to worry about it. Because one thing about DTs, they're not easygoing about the things they need to get done.
Right. You know, one thing that's funny. So my wife, Lindsay, is a DT, and I feel like I got lucky. I had almost zero self-awareness when we met, but every tool that we've, you know, explored together, whether it's the Myers-Briggs or the Working Genius now, I'm like, boy, if I had this before as a screening process, I would have chosen exactly you. You know, I am the opposite of a judicious finisher or accomplisher. And I really, there's so much that she brings to our marriage and our family and me as an ENFP and a, you know, person with T as a frustration. It really is wonderful. I know you have ET as a frustration the same way I do. And our families operate really similarly where like Lindsay is really the COO of our house. She's the one that's like running all the operations and making sure all of our Christmas presents are wrapped. Cause otherwise we'd wake up and I'd be like, oh yeah, I ordered them. Where are they? You know? So.
Yeah. My wife is the COO of our family. She just, and I mean this, she doesn't want to be.
Right.
She takes it. She's like, I'll do it. But that's not her type.
Because she's a wonder inventor.
Yeah. A wonder inventor. Yeah. And so she and I connect. She's great for me because we both live in this world of big ideas and we love it. We can drive for 9 hours and never lose talks, things to talk about and everything else. But then she's like, I have to pay the bills, don't I? I'm like, honey, somebody has to and I'm going to be traveling. So it's an interesting thing. You know, sometimes we have to do things that are outside of our genius. In your case, you're glad to let Lindsay be the COO and she's glad to be the COO.
Yeah. So a couple of the characteristics that we talked about, I thought it was fun last time when we used some of the other words that we kind of didn't settle on, but they were in the ballpark. So the other words around judicious accomplisher, we had effective, compelled. They like feel really compelled to finish and they don't let up. The discriminant one, sort of understanding what things to do and what not to do. We did use the word judgmental, you know, in there as well. And then obsessive or doer or finisher, like there is that quality, Julie. I mean, you are sort of a relentless finisher of things that you, when something gets on your list, you can't help but think about it, angst about it and talk about it until it's checked off.
Yeah. To everybody's chagrin on our team.
Well, and part of how you do your judicious is you ask a lot of questions like, okay, I'm going to get this done. I'm not going to not take it across the finish line. So I better know what your expectations are. Mm-hmm. And we always joked about Julie when she first started. And even the other day, Matt, you heard Karen talking to her on the phone. You said, you're talking to Julie, huh? Because she was answering all these questions.
Which is, you know, that can be really great for a team. That's kind of that dark side though, of like you can dream kill really quickly when you pick apart everything, trying to either understand what's best or how it's going to actually be accomplished. And so that's been a huge element of just, you know, that self-awareness piece for me, especially working with people who lots of inventors and galvanizers, it's easy for me to kind of like take the wind out of the sails if I'm not careful.
Well, and that's the thing. We need you and we want you, but sometimes along the process, this is like you and Lindsay, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like you're going to go, I'm not going to let you undertake this if we can't do it. Mm-hmm. And Cody's probably like, can we just go on vacation? She's like, no, we're not getting stranded in Greece. That would happen if you're you. So we need it. But the process of it can sometimes be a little tough because you're filling in a gap that we don't naturally do. Mm-hmm. So I think that judiciousness that you have is really important. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, DT is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, I think on the last podcast, I told two stories that got me in trouble. So I'm so all positive DT talk right here. She listens. So love you.
Hi, Lindsay.
Okay, let's move on and talk about Bose type. This is one of the most interesting types for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the IG, and the label, we're not using the word label because we don't like that. It sounds negative. It's just the description. The descriptor mm-hmm. of this pairing is what, Cody?
Right now, the innovative evangelist.
Now, we know that that's not going to stay that way because Bo pointed out something to us today, because you were very thoughtful about this, is that it sounds like you're innovative in the way you evangelize. Mm-hmm. And in this case,
which might be true.
Which might be true also. But what we're really saying is you're evangelistic around your innovations. Mm-hmm. Okay, we realize the word evangelizing has a very connotation around faith and Christianity, and which is a great thing too, but it's different here. What we're saying is you like to innovate, and when you do, you get people excited, and you try to convince them and sell about that.
And mm-hmm. they can't help but share about it, just share with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Which is fabulous. They always have a great idea. Last night we had a gathering, and Bo invented a game for us to play.
Mm-hmm.
And got up and explained it and convinced us that it was great.
About it, yeah.
And we loved it. Now, here's the thing about IGs. First of all, does that sound like you, Bo?
Totally. When we were coming up with the pairings, I think the first word that we wrote on the board was zealous or zeal.
Yes.
Which there is just an enthusiasm and energy about new. Our new ideas, new inventions, new ways to see the world, and a love for the movement. And so Julie made this comment. It sounds more compelling sometimes than convincing. It's not always a logical, here's why. It's like, let me share some of my energy with you about my new idea.
Exactly. And this is what's hard about coming up with these descriptions is we got to use words because a zealot doesn't sound like a good thing.
Right.
But it is if it's around the right thing, but we're not going to use that word. Right. And zeal and all these things. Karen's husband, Al, who's one of our consultants who has been for years, he's also an IG. Now, here's my favorite part of IGs, Cody. I mean, Bo. You know, Cody's here too, but every IG I know, and I know many, you almost can't believe they're authentic when you first meet them because they're so enthusiastic. And you're, Julie, so you've known Bo, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, the first time I met him, I was like, who is this guy?
Right.
It's not a bad thing, but they have this energy, this presence.
And Al, Karen's husband, is the truest guy. We've known him for years. But when I first met him, I thought, there's no way he's really like this. What's he like at home? No, he does that all the time. And we have other great friends that are IGs. I love them all. They're a favorite type of mine. And every single one of them at first, I was skeptical about whether they were actually that enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's actually funny, Bo. We got reconnected after years of not talking. And like the first four things you were telling me were like, oh yeah, I invented this road trip game for me to play with my kids mm-hmm. on the way to Disneyland. And I was like, oh boy. That's intimidating. And then you'll be like, hey, here's what we're doing for Christmas. You know, and you are constantly inventing and galvanizing your family around it. And the first while I was like, boy, this guy's really outpacing me as a dad here. You know, I gotta catch up.
Yeah. The hard thing is the most fun part is the coming up with the idea and getting other people on board and then finishing the game or wrapping the Christmas presents isn't always exactly a strength.
Right.
You know,
but the thing about IGs is they're not trying to impress you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard thing. You think they're like, they might be kind of bragging, but they're not. Mm-hmm. They're sharing and they're so excited.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're going to have to get through and you go, okay.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
You know, so the characteristics that we talk about, so, you know, there's all the great things about IGs. And then there's the part that we talk about. They're like, hey, here's a little bit of the dark side or how they might come across in, you know, maybe when they're not quite as aware of mm-hmm. what they're doing. And so there's things like overselling or overconfidence, mm-hmm. you know, like,
yeah. Or hasty.
Hasty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they can be a little over the top sometimes. You're just like, hey, there's a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and excitement around this. And what's funny is
Julie just went a little. I'm calling you out when you're on a podcast.
Yeah.
No, they can be a lot over the top, but it's sincere.
And I have an identical twin brother, Casey. He's an IG also.
Yep, another.
Before we had Working Genius, I never really understood. We'd had a little bit of friction in our relationship, you know, and I couldn't really tell why. And it was in part because I knew that I had some discernment. I didn't have the word for it. And he was an IG. And here's how most of our conversations went that were frustrating. He'd go, hey, let me tell you what you need to do. You know,
I have this great idea. You should start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so he goes from inventing the idea to convincing, evangelizing, getting momentum around it. And I was stuck in the middle going like, wait, I think I need to evaluate this idea, but I didn't have the language for it. So So he would end up galvanizing me. And then I also have galvanizing. So now I'm galvanizing my discernment. He's just galvanizing his invention. And it really, but I think that that's sort of characteristic of an IG, the phrase, here's what you need to do, or here's what we should do, is really kind of a quintessential IG phrase.
Idea to action.
Yep.
Totally. Before we knew Working Genius, we didn't understand that discernment comes in between. So of course you end up galvanizing some of the wrong ideas and not giving people the pause or space to really discern them. We went to a marriage conference early in our marriage, and my wife is a discernment tenacity person. And they said this line at the conference. They're like, hey, you need to start with wow before how. Because what would happen in our marriage is that I'd have an idea, I'd start galvanizing her out, and she's going, how are we going to finish that? And I'm going, I just need you to be excited about it with me for a minute, and then we can discern it, and we can figure out if it's the right thing. But we were at odds the same way you were just describing of, I'm feeling like the discernment is her no, and she's feeling like all you're doing is pushing harder on the gas and not letting us kind of let up to let me to take my foot off the brake.
Yes, that's so interesting. Matt was saying yesterday in this session that using this as a verb is a great way. And so like when you as an IG, you what you need to say sometimes is, I'm inventing here. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like I'm galvanizing you, but I'm really looking for your discernment. But since you're an IG, every time you talk, your wife's probably like, oh no, I've got to talk him down before he drives us off a cliff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, this is just naturally how I do this.
Yeah. And in the same way for a discerner to say, hey, let's spend some time discerning right now. I'm not saying no, we're just evaluating the idea together.
Yeah. Karen is a discerner, and her husband's an IG like you, and she feels like she's constantly like popping his balloon because it's like, honey, let's discern that. And now that we know we have this language, we can be, hey, we'll just stay in invention and discernment for a while before we move on to galvanizing.
And I think the other interesting thing about the IG pairing is when we talk about the responsive disruptive characteristics of each genius,
because
this is two disruptive geniuses that are invention, which is disruptive by, I'm going to innovate, I'm going to disrupt the status quo, I'm going to make something out of nothing. And then galvanizing, which is, I'm going to push people and get them excited and energized around something. And oftentimes, and I actually know some people that have worked with you and for you in the past, IGs can come across as really impatient. Like, it's idea, galvanize, hey, did you guys get that done? Is that kind of, that sounds true?
Of course. Yeah, sounds great. Let's go.
And what's wrong with that? Yeah.
What's the downside?
No, but almost every IG I know is it goes disruptive. And that's sort of the friction I felt with my brother is there is a, you know, the way this model works is there is disruption and responsiveness in every stage of work. Mm-hmm. And the, where D is a little bit slow down, you know, and IGs are more, hey, well, let's just get this thing moving. And so I think that's a really interesting thing to note as we're going through these pairings is some people have both disruptive geniuses. Some people have both responsive geniuses, and the way that plays out on teams and marriages and families, like, has a great implication, or at least gives you more self-awareness about how you're showing up.
And the importance of trust in the geniuses that are next to yours. Because that ID relationship really has to be trusting to be able to invent without the pride that it has to be the right idea, and trust the discernment, and the discernment person to trust the intentions and to be in a trusting conversation and relationship.
And you and I have learned this. I mean, so Bo and I, we spend one day at his home office and the next day at my home office in Utah. And what I love is every morning I walk into Bo's office, he has a portion of his whiteboard that says ideas for Cody to discern. So what's amazing is we talk about this is the type of work that gives you joy and energy. He wakes up and he does invention. And then as soon as I walk in, I get excited because I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear about these, because he knows we're going to evaluate them, make them better. You know,
as opposed to you going, how come I'm not inventing it? And as opposed to him saying, why are you critiquing my ideas? We're like, please, you do what you do, I'll do what I do, this is going to be a party.
Yep.
And that's really what Working Genius is. God does not give any of us all the gifts. So let's celebrate the gifts that other people have that we don't, and vice versa.
And then we jump on Zoom and we go, hey, Julie, here's a bunch of stuff. Can you do this?
No, that's not a joke. But, you know, that's the other thing. We talk about the relief that this brings. And for me, you know, invention's actually in my frustration. You know, in the past, I probably would have said, I don't love working with inventors, or probably they don't love working with me, honestly, because I pick everything apart. And this has really helped us, like, I don't want to come up with a first draft. I don't want to come up with something out of nothing. Bo always has a first draft and then will send it to me and say, okay, what should we do with this? And so it just gives us, you know, such a space to really both be able to operate in areas that we love, that we find fulfilling, and to help one another. Like, I like being part of that team. And so that shift in even thinking about working with inventors, like when there is that trust, that understanding, and that shared language, it's been really fun and exciting.
Yeah,
that's great.
So our three-person team, here are our labels, is Bo, the innovative evangelist, Julie, the judicious accomplisher. Is that right? Did I say accomplisher? Then Cody, the pushy douchebag. And we get a lot done that way.
That's right.
Dream team right there.
Hey, you know what I was just thinking? We're coming on to Christmas. This is going to air before Christmas. And there's a shortage of everything out there. Mm-hmm. It is a gift to people to turn them onto this. Mm-hmm. We've had so many people say, oh my gosh, I never realized my gifts. I never realized my limitations. I never realized how I worked well, how this worked in my family and my marriage. So if you're thinking like, man, I want to give somebody something for $25, you can go on to workinggenius.com and give a present to somebody that they can actually do on Christmas Day.
Yep.
We're going to keep the application open on Christmas Day. So you're sitting there with somebody and go, I want to give you the gift. I want to give you the gift of your genius.
Yep.
And I want to talk about that.
You also give your family then the gift of a great conversation about it.
Oh my gosh. It is really fun.
It's a great stocking stuffer. And if you're Julie, you already have all your presents purchased and under the tree. If you're me, you're looking for something you can buy online at the last minute, print off, and then put in the stocking. This is that gift.
Steel, wood, or paper, because there's a shortage of all those.
Yeah. And no shipping.
And I will say, our site will be down on the 25th because we are doing some maintenance on it. So not on Christmas itself. But spend time with your families and do it the 26th.
The 24th and then the 26th have that follow up. Yeah. Very good. It's not funny that we're taking it down that day, but nobody's working. It's not like we have a bunch of elves processing things. We weren't going to make anybody work on Christmas. Julie, you're going to be working on Christmas Day. These people need their gifts.
All the tenacity people.
All right. We love doing this podcast. It's growing and it's fun talking about this. I'm sitting here listening to us thinking if somebody joined one of these and didn't know what we were talking about, they'd think we were crazy because it's like, and use your I and your D and your G, but you're part of the family. And so it's fun to have these conversations. So thanks for joining us. We will see you next time on the Working Genius Podcast. God bless and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.